5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Okay, we're good.
All right.
We're looking good.
And we're back.
We're back with him, whatnot.
It's a solo, not a solo episode, but it's back with the OGs.
The OGs and whatnot. Kyle. Kyle was on vacation. It's time
Kyle
to flip the shit out.
Kyle is on vacation.
He's
actually just watching his dogs.
He's just watching his dogs, but technically on vacay.
Yeah. I need a vacay.
You had a dog.
I had a dog. Her name was Sunshine. She was a Yorkie. She lived for 17 and a half years.
Little Sunshine.
Yeah. She was the best.
And she was like the little tiny toy ones that were like really small.
She was bigger. Oh. She was actually kind of a very big Yorkie.
Really?
Yeah.
But she had like those crazy little ears.
She had like the Yorkie look, but she was a little bigger than most.
That's funny. I kind of like that because the toys kind of scare me a little bit with how tiny they are. And apparently they have like bad emotional issues, don't they?
Yeah. If a dog's too small, I get worried because I'm like, am I going to step on it?
I mean, yeah, literally just
see it.
So I was at a fair yesterday on Long Island. Was it Gray Fair? I'll just say it was at the Greenport Festival. Beautiful little spot on Long Island, one of the North Forks.
It was really beautiful out there.
It is so nice out there, but it's a long, long way.
It is.
And also, I always wonder, what do you do if you live out there? You know what I mean? Like, are you just, like, really rich and you work from home, or you're, like, working in one of the wineries, or, like...
Most likely.
Like...
Or just retirees.
Because there's no...
Who move out there.
Industrial parks. There's no... Like, yeah, there's industry, like, but it's, like, some places are, like, you know, quarries and shit like that. But,
yeah.
Like, that's it. There's nothing, like, business office.
I feel like it's either, like, old money, work from home, or retired.
Something this way. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. It must be nice, right? Because it is too far from any major road,
mm-hmm.
and the traffic would be monumental.
Yeah.
Because just to get back on the main expressway, like, took so fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, once you go out there, it's like one ways everywhere.
Yeah. It is quite a long... But anyway, I was at the fair yesterday, and I'm always shocked by people who bring their little dogs to fairs. You know what I mean? Like, there's this lady, like, with this fucking beefcake boyfriend, and she had, like, this little...
Oh, I thought you were going to say the dog is a beefcake.
No.
I was picturing, like, a big beefed-up
bulldog with muscles.
With a lot of muscle.
She had a little Yorkie, a tiny toy Yorkie, and it's like, all it takes is one large person
mm-hmm.
just stepping on that dog to kill
it. For someone to not see it. It doesn't even have to be a large person. Just anyone, like, walking in the vicinity who doesn't see it.
And it's so easy to carry them. Like, why are you walking in yoga?
I know. They even make, like, the backpacks that you just stick your tiny dog in.
Yeah. It's so easy, and people do that. We've talked a lot about fucking...
stupid people with their animals,
but yeah, that shit's always pissed me off. But yeah, it was a nice time. There's like nice shit there. Do you like those kind of like towny fairs?
I do.
You would be
I
well
also
at the,
love a farmer's market.
Farmers markets are fun. That was one nice thing about one of the schools that I went to, was that they actually held a farmer's market in the quad.
Which was really nice.
I
would love that. I haven't been to a farmer's market in a while.
They did one right
last
over here
when I was at, we were working.
They actually did one over at the outlet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the Ren Fair.
Oh, that's right. That
we've
was this
been
weekend.
Talking about it.
Yeah, this was a long weekend. Yeah.
I finally went to the Ren Fair.
I mean, we've already had a Ren Fair episode. Go ahead and run us through.
I ate a lot. You can check out my TikTok.
Oh, yeah,
Amanda
check out
Smith
Amanda's
with
TikTok.
Three guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. We played some games, ate some food.
What games did you play?
Just like the little like
axe throwing. Did I see axe throwing?
I did knife throwing.
Knife throwing. Why has axe throwing been getting so big?
I don't know. I did it once and I don't know. It scares me a little bit because I'm like, one wrong move and someone's gonna like throw it backwards.
I feel that way about chopping wood. Like, just chopping wood gets me a little scared. I chop wood, and it's not easy. You actually really have to be a little bit built up to do it. Because it's funny, like, you ever watch, like, the TikToks where it's like, I use this special tool to chop wood, and it looks so amazing and so clean every time? There's two different things happening there. A, either the guy is huge, that's one, or B, they're cutting the driest fucking wood in the world.
Yeah.
And it's always, it always makes you go, oh, wow.
I wouldn't trust myself chopping wood, nor would I want to be next to someone chopping wood.
I barely trust myself, because really all it takes is one nice big slip, and then, you know, you lose all the nerve endings in your leg.
Yeah, and it's like, what if, like, a piece of wood comes flying out at you?
Well, I don't trust it. I wear glazes.
I don't trust it.
But it is beginning to be wood chopping season. We talk a lot about the weather on this.
Yeah, I don't chop wood. We don't chop wood.
You just get, you buy it.
Yeah. Though you live, like, in a woodsy kind of...
I do.
...area,
I'm lucky. Well, we also, we're kind of annoying in the sense that, like, anytime someone gets tree work done, we fucking get all their wood from that, and then we let it dry, and we chop them.
That's nice, because then you just get a bunch of wood.
Yeah, really, it lasts you a lot of the winter. We have a nice wood-burning stove.
Nice. But,
yeah, I really don't ever look forward to these seasons. I forget if I did speak a little bit about this, I think, in an earlier episode. I think it was one of the Kyle crews. I think it's, I associate fall still in my mind, like, innately with fucking school a little bit.
Like, going back to school and, like, that dreading.
Yeah.
Dreading
going
back. It's
colder, you're going to school, school sucks.
Yeah. And see, I don't associate it with that. Like, I'm okay with fall. But once October's over, like, it feels like my life is over. Once we hit November, I'm like, fuck, we have months until the light comes again.
I know, until it gets, like, nice enough for anything to happen again.
Yeah, and then you, like, you're driving around at 5 o'clock at night, and it's, like, dark.
I do fucking hate that. That's why I don't really understand winter enjoyers. I'm sure this is not the last time we're gonna have this fucking conversation, no. But, like, there's always those memes where it's, like, winter enjoyers be like, 5 p.m. and it's like a
dark
fucking pitch black.
Yeah. I will never understand that. Like, I love that it, like, when it stays light out until like 8:30.
Well, yeah, I just, like, I don't understand where it comes from. I don't know if it's because a lot of the sentiment where I see that is online, and I feel like general people who are always online tend to be more introverted.
Yeah, and kind of like the colder weather and that, because they...
Yeah.
It's more of an excuse to be inside and, like...
Excuse to be inside.
Be lazy, not do anything.
Yeah, not see people.
But...
Like, I wonder if that's where the skew comes from, because it's like most people I talk to are like, yeah, I enjoy the summer and I love the... you know, it's hot and the hot weather sucks when you're kind of stuck in it, but, like, more people enjoy that there is more to do in the summer. Right? Because when you're stuck inside and you're stuck, there's really only so much you can do.
Yeah.
It's the COVID thing, you know what I mean? For me at least, I get really cabin feverish. And it sucks.
It does suck.
But it's one of those things where, like, and this is what I'll say to you too, like, I'm gonna be on the lookout for more fucking festivals.
Yeah.
You know, for as long as I can be outside at least semi-comfortably, I'm gonna fucking go to those things.
Yeah, and I feel like we're pretty solid until, like, November.
Yeah.
November, December. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy Christmas, I enjoy New Year's, I enjoy, like, the holidays that come with winter, but after that, really, it's like...
It's just a long stretch of fucking nothing.
Yeah, like, come, like, mid-January, February, March, it's like, ugh.
January and February are the biggest slog months, I think, in the fucking world.
Those are the worst months possible.
Just because, there's, like, absolutely no major holidays besides Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but besides Valentine's Day, it's, like, a big stretch of just nothing.
Nothing but cold weather and staying inside, and it's too cold to fucking do anything, and maybe it snowed, and that's making things worse. You know,
I fucking hate the snow.
Yeah.
Anyone who likes snow, I don't. You suck, because I hate the snow.
I'm of the theory that people who love the snow haven't been inconvenienced by it.
Yes.
Like,
they're not constantly having to drive in it. They're not.
That's why kids love the snow.
They associate it with, like, a day in.
Yeah, that's why kids love the snow.
Yeah, you get snow days, you can build some snowmen.
But the minute you start driving, the minute you start having to work,
It just becomes like the biggest inconvenience.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'll build a snowman this year.
Yeah, you have to try to enjoy it, but at the same time, it's like the more you become an adult, the less time you have for kind of like fun like that. But you can make time for it, but it's like I just got home from work and it's blizzarding outside, and it's like, well, it would be cool to be outside playing in the snow, but I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, it's like it's almost bedtime.
Yeah,
I'd like to have dinner and go to bed.
Yeah, and then I'm dreading waking up and driving in this shit tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I worked at the broadcasting place, because broadcasting is 24/7, do you want to go up there?
It's up to you.
I mean, we could step off for a minute, but because broadcasting is 24/7, the job never ends. Like, someone is always there. And there'd be times...
So that kind of sucks. So, like, if someone was there to relieve you and they're late, like...
Yeah, you have to fucking stay. That place really, really fucking sucked. It helped with the resume, but that's about it.
Yeah, I would hate to rely on, like, the next person coming in for their shift.
Oh, yeah. And, like, if you did fuck someone over, you got a big talking to. Let's see. Did we try to go up there?
We did, but there was a car that came.
Yeah.
It scared us away.
You got a big fucking talking to if you were late. And I was rarely late, but whenever you did, it was, like, the end of the fucking world.
Yeah.
But one of the things was that, like, if there were, like, a major weather event, you would be asked to stay. You would be asked to stay in the thing, and they would buy you a hotel room, but you would have to fucking share it with someone.
Yep, no way. Did you ever do it?
I said absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, there's no way I would be doing all that.
Like,
had they maybe got me my own hotel room?
Yeah.
Different story, but if I had to share it with someone, fuck no.
Really, it was one of those things...
That's just, like, cheap as hell.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those things where, like, if you really weren't gonna fucking spend the extra dollar just to fucking put me in a different hotel room, like, go ahead and fire me. I mean, seriously, I see how little I'm worth to you.
Yeah. Ain't no way. So, like, it could be, like, a blizzard outside, and they're like, yeah, we'll put you up in a hotel room with someone else, and...
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was not a good job. Do you think someone sleeps here?
Yes. Yeah, we're kind of in this weird area where we could find some
homeless
people.
We could find dead bodies.
Or dead bodies.
We were talking about it last time we walked this trail, because we were talking about cults and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But oh my God, is this the boat that Bobby found? Look up, you'll see
it. I bet it is.
How fucking crazy would that be? That would mean that the hatch is nearby.
We should go look at it. There's an abandoned boat coming up on our left-hand side.
Shouts out Bobby. I know he probably won't listen to this, but we'll see if we can get him back again.
I feel like I keep hearing, like, footsteps, and I just keep, like...
No, I am, too. That's why I'm looking over my shoulder.
Maybe it's the ghosts of the railroad.
The ghosts of the
what
old...
What is that? That's like a seat to a car.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's old.
Old ass shit. It's weird that, like, a lot of this place used to be developed.
But I wonder, like, what is this used for? Or is this literally just meant to be a trail? Hello? Someone was driving on this.
This was probably a service road for the old railroad.
Insane.
This is probably the boat that Bobby found.
That's crazy, but did he say there was a tunnel, like, right on? No, he went, like, down. And there was a boat, wasn't there?
No, the boat was near the tunnel. The boat was
near... You think we could find a tunnel?
We probably can. I was watching...
The underground tunnels.
This looks like
wow,
the one.
Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's a big-ass boat. So this is kind of like a dumping ground.
This would be nice for a homeless person to...
Yeah, this would be a cool-ass...
camp out in that front cabin.
Cool-ass little homeless-ing.
Someone jumps out and they're like,
that would probably make me piss myself. I think I would actually piss my pants.
If someone came out.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Anyone home?
Well, we went to the other place.
Full of spray paint.
Someone was... They were definitely having sex in there. You know, I'm definitely hearing footy steps. Probably
right?
Deers nearby.
Yeah, probably
or deer,
animals.
Deers.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cool.
Well, if I was homeless, I'd want to stay up in that front cabin.
We
it's a nice little shelter.
We are surrounded by the remnants of what was. Of what was.
Walk crazy. A little bit Someone further. Really just dumped their boat there and said, I'm done.
Yeah. Be nice to own a boat.
I would love to own a boat.
I just feel like it's one of those things where, like, the maintenance is probably fucking worse than...
Yeah.
...than being able to take it out, you know, for 5 months of the year.
And, like, if you're in Florida, you know, you can keep your boat in the water. But, like, here, it's, like, seasons.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have to pull it out of the water for the winter.
Yeah.
If I lived in, like, Florida, I would definitely get a boat.
Yes. Florida living.
Because the only way I would live in Florida is if I lived on the water.
You wouldn't want to live in any of the swampy areas?
No. I need to be on the water.
I think that most of the areas in Florida are nice. I feel like I could be convinced to live a little away from the water.
Nope.
Oh, this is a sewer, but this is not a hatch. But it probably honestly goes to it.
Most likely.
No, that's definitely a sewer. Old ass sewer.
Would you go down into the tunnels?
No, and I'll tell you why I wouldn't. Because it is completely fucking filled with asbestos.
Oh yeah, our lungs would be fucked, but I'd like to see them.
I mean, I would step into it for like a minute, but like...
Yeah, like maybe step in, walk a little bit, and then come back up.
There's no ventilation in there, like whatsoever.
Nope.
So like anything that's down there has been down there. It's one of those things where it's like whenever you see green water that's standing still, you would never ever fucking enter that.
Yeah, I wonder if in like years from now I'm gonna realize that my lungs have been damaged due to
asbestos
since I spent so many times in these abandoned buildings.
Check out once again the abandoned building episode. What the fuck else is there to talk about? I always sometimes write down notes for like things to talk about. Let me check real quick.
If it wasn't so filled with dirt, I'd go in there, but
it's gross. It's gross.
Disgusting, and I don't want to get cut on rust.
I'm surprised that the engine wasn't ripped out.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how did nobody? They might have just scavenged for parts.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them just go specifically for like the copper and other parts.
Yeah.
Like, there was this mall, I think it was called Rolling Acres. I forget which state it was in, but it was a very infamous, giant, abandoned shopping mall. And,
Oh my god, I would love to go to an abandoned shopping mall.
They're gonna be more and more abandoned as time goes on. But,
Oh yeah, so the malls are gonna become like obsolete
completely. Yeah, every now and then I go to mine and then I kind of question why I'm there, because it's like mostly kids.
Yeah. I used to be a mall kid.
You were a mall kid?
Yeah,
mall
kid. It was like Friday night mall time. All the scene queens would go.
All the scene queens.
Yeah. Hey, that tire looks in pretty good condition.
Yeah. I'll take that tire.
And what I would do with it, I have no idea.
I just roll on it.
Make a tire swing.
I do have a topic here, probably from a long time ago. Probably from, like, last February. The question is, why did Amanda write a nasty letter to her teacher?
Did we talk about this? Or this was just a topic that you had written down that I didn't...
I wrote it down and I don't know if we talked about it.
I don't think we did. I wrote a really mean letter to my teacher one time. This was, I want to say, fourth grade. And I can't remember if I had help writing it or not. But I basically wrote to my fourth grade teacher. And we used to have a mailbox system. Where you can write like another,
yeah,
write to another student in the school, and it would get sent through like the mail system.
Oh my gosh.
And land the next day at their classroom. But I did that and wrote a letter to my teacher, and I basically wrote something along the lines of like, I hate you. I can't wait until I hate you some more.
That's so funny.
That's a line that I specifically remember in my fourth grade self-writing.
I can't wait until I hate you some more.
Yeah. And I sent it out. And I signed it from a different student. So I wrote, like, from from Cameron or something.
Yeah.
And the next day I come in, and I walk into the classroom, and Cameron is in tears. She's crying, wailing, crying, talking to the teacher. And I'm assuming she's saying, I didn't do it, I didn't write this letter, I didn't write this letter.
Yeah.
And so then eventually, class goes on, and I think it was like a lunchtime or something.
Yeah.
And my teacher calls me up, and she's like, did you write this letter? And I obviously said no. And she's like, well, I matched your handwriting to the writing on the letter from your past projects.
Did you always have nice handwriting?
No. Oh. I don't know. As a kid, I don't really know. I feel like I've actually gotten lazier with my handwriting as things...
Oh, I know.
But I think I denied it for a while, and then eventually she like pulled out my old project against the letter, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm caught. I also think it was done in pen. And nobody else in the class
had pen but you.
Had pen but me. So, yeah, I got in big trouble for that one, but...
That's so funny.
I remember, I think my mom, she couldn't believe that I did it on my own. And I had a neighbor who was kind of crazy. She ended up growing up to be a stripper and, like...
Oh, wow.
Just, like, a pimp. So, you could tell, like, from childhood what you, like... what kind of person that is, you know?
Yeah.
So my mom was like, I know she made you write this on the bus and give it to the teacher. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what happened. So that it didn't seem like I did it on my own. But I can't remember now if that's true or false.
If you had actually been inspired by that girl.
Yeah, I think I might have just written the letter. I think the teacher, like, pissed me off one day.
What, is there any... this sounds so stupid to ask, but there's no, like, detention in elementary school, right?
No, I think you really just get, like, sent home with, like...
Yeah, a nasty...
A letter to your parents and, like, a phone call.
Yeah. I was a bad-behaviored kid. I definitely told... Yeah, I'm trying to, like, search the stories I didn't tell. I told the Jesse Nutt story, the kid who ate the acorns.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I got in trouble for that, the bug fighting. What else did I do? One time, I made some other kid put berries all... Such a bad kid. I made a kid put berries all over the slide in the playground, and some girl, like, slid down it, and her fucking pants were absolutely covered in,
oh, my God, and I bet it stayed like that.
Yes.
Those kinds of berries, like, stain real bad.
Yep.
You're terrible.
What else did I do?
Yeah, I feel like you were an evil kid. I
was just a troublemaker. I wasn't evil.
I was quietly evil.
I was...
Like, writing letters to my teachers.
I was... That's funny. I was, like, a class prankster. Like, I love to do funny shit like that.
Yeah.
What else did I do?
I bet her parents were super happy when she came home.
Yes. I don't think I got caught for that, though.
I used to wipe boogers on a kid.
I think I made... That's so gross. Wait a second. You were just sitting... Look, they're so slow now. It's so sad.
Ew.
It's starting to rain, I guess.
But it was, like... only diabolical. Like, I would just pick my nose.
Ugh.
For this. That was horrible. I really look back and I'm like, wow. That's fucked up. But, like, we would have, like, a time where we would all sit on the carpet in the classroom and we'd all be, like, scattered, and I would always sit behind this one kid. And I'd pick my nose and I'd wipe it on the back of a shirt. And I did it for, like, that whole year.
I remember.
And I just wonder if, like, he went home and his parents saw, like, a bunch of boogers on the back of his shirt.
That's so fucking gross. It's
disgusting. Like, why I did that, I have no idea. Because I wasn't, like, a big nose picker. But I know I did it specifically to wipe my boogers on him. I don't know if I just didn't like him.
You probably just didn't like him.
Like, I don't know.
It's funny how kids just choose, like, kids they don't like.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, an enemy at my elementary school. And I just didn't like him. That's it. I mean, there really wasn't much more to it than that. I just didn't like him.
Yeah, I feel like there's no real reason why kids don't like another kid. Yeah. Unless you're being bullied. But that kid definitely didn't bully me. think I just decided one day that he was going to be my target.
One of the other things I did that was funny that I just thought about was in our playground, there was a stump that kind of came out of like another tree, and it looked like how a toilet looks. It looked like a toilet seat. And I got like the entire grade at recess to pretend like they were taking a shit at that tree stump. And I remember our lunch monitor was like, okay, why is everyone lined up back? And it was like kind of deeper in the woods. It was like, why is everyone lined up all the way back here? What are you doing? And we were like, we're taking poopies.
No.
And she thought that we were actually shitting. And like, we got such a bad letter from all our teachers.
It's like, to your parents.
Yeah, that were like, students were attempting to take poops.
And you were the mastermind behind it?
It was me and this kid named Connor.
Unbelievable.
That kid was way worse than me. He was like, that kid was like a psychopath. He would like pull the hairs out of girls' hair. Like, just randomly, yeah. He had the brother, I think I told you once, he had the brother that just had a bunch of holes punched into his wall. Yeah, okay. That family was a bit weird.
Yeah.
There was one time I was at his house, his brother just, like, sprayed me with an old-fashioned fucking, fire hydrant. It was like, what the fuck was in that?
How do you even do that? What do you mean, like, an old-fashioned?
It was, I swear to God, it looked like something from, like, the 1940s. It looked like something you would put on a diver's back. It was huge. But, it was definitely a fire hydrant because it spat out water or some shit like that.
Or something.
Or something. Not a fire extinguisher, not hydrant.
Okay, because, I was picturing, sorry. Like, a legitimate fire hydrant.
No, we didn't get the actual hydrant. It was an extinguisher. What else did I do? I did so many fucking stupid things in elementary school. There was one kid that I made up with much further down the line, but in multiple sense, which is because so many things happened to him. Not all being me. He kind of did it to himself, too.
Uh-huh.
This was the kid who shat his pants a lot. I think I've told the story on the podcast already.
Yes, I think you did. But like multiple times all the time, he would just shit his pants.
It was more frequent than it should have been for a kid. I'll say that much. Anyway, there was one point where we all got, pedometers for, I don't know, some... I think the campaign was literally called Verb, It's What You Do. That's why I still say that to this day.
What's a pedometer?
Huh?
What's a pedometer?
That's the step counter. Right? I'm pretty sure that's what that is. Anyway, I hope I got that right. It's actually something that measures pedophiles.
Oh.
Pedometer. Yeah.
Pedometer.
But we got one, and we were all trying to, like, actually challenge each other to get, like, better, like, scores, I say. Higher numbers in the pedometer.
Mm-hmm.
And people were doing it pretty, like... just missed the thing, yeah. People were doing it, like, realistically, actually walking with it. Some people were shaking it. And this kid was shaking his for, like, I swear to God, like, I'm afraid that's going to get run over and come flying at us.
I know, I'm scared. Well, we're about to find out. Whatever.
He was shaking his for a month straight. Like, just... all day, every day, and the teacher asked him to stop, and he just gave up because he was being annoying with it. And we all hated that he fucking did that.
So that he could just get as many steps as possible.
Yeah, so that he could beat everyone else out. I came in during the lunch period, and I took his thing and reset it.
That's great. I had this one girl that we were playing laser tag, and it was for my birthday.
Yeah.
You know how you would have, like, the laser tag birthday parties? And, you know, you all run around or whatever. This bitch would literally stand and circle you and just, like, press the thing so that she would win.
Yeah.
And just, like, circle everyone. It was so fucking annoying.
She smacked her over the head with it?
Yeah. No.
Those things were heavy as shit.
They were. I just, like... There's always like that one kid that wants to
cheat
and
make up their own rules and
and be better than everyone
else. You're allowed
to
do this. No, you're allowed to do this.
But it's like at the end of the day, we all know you were cheating.
No, you
asshole.
Fucking can't, Cindy.
How old were you guys? Your class was like competing for steps.
This was like third grade.
Wow.
Yeah. They were really trying back then to do like the whole verb campaign.
They expect you guys to like go home and go on walks with your family and like.
Well, they kind of like, it was kind of like encouraging you to get a bigger number. That don't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
What else did I fucking do? There were so many stupid things that I did. It's kind of funny. But yeah, I did that. Oh, there, that same kid, this was not me, but this also happened to him. We all went to this restaurant, Mars 2112. It doesn't exist anymore. It was in the city. It was for a field trip.
I remember that.
And
that was a cool-ass restaurant.
It was a cool-ass restaurant. They sold, like, this special silly putty that was, like, see-through and had glitter in it. It looked really fucking cool. But the more you play with it, the more it kind of fell apart. And everyone, like, so many people got one. And this kid Vincenzo was like, I'll take your thing if it's falling apart. Like, I know you guys aren't using it, so I'll take it. And he had this giant fucking glob of it. Oh, this is so fucking mean. He had this fucking giant glob of it, and he just stuffed it into that kid's desk. And then we went on break, and it looked like a scene from Alien.
Did it, like, melt?
Yes. But
oh
it melted
God.
All over, and his desk looked like a fucking war zone.
Oh, that poor kid. He probably couldn't get any of his things.
It was so fucking funny. But it was so mean. I did not do that. But I do remember thinking it was, like,
the
probably
funniest
so
thing.
Funny that I had tears in my eyes, and I was like, ah!
Oh,
that probably made me crack up like a monkey. But, like, I remember the teacher kind of left it that way. Because she's like, I want you to see what putting bad things in your desk does. And, like, he got blamed for it at first.
The one who got it done to him.
Yeah, but then he kind of got cleared of it. I don't think the kid who got caught for it, but... we did not get candy for the next 3 weeks. We had like Friday candy thing.
Good.
For that. That kid, holy shit, that kid threw out his entire thing. He was, I don't want to straight up say he was outright bullied, although that does sound like he really was. I don't paint a good picture, but like he really kind of brought it onto himself. He was kind of a loudmouth little idiot. No excuse. But even later down, like, I'm talking fucking high school.
Yeah.
We were in, like, one of those, like, in-between periods. I don't know what the fuck you'd call them, but you'd have to stay. We had, like, stricter rules set against us because of whatever school shootings that had happened. So we had to sit in a fucking class and essentially do nothing. It sucked. And we had this one teacher, and he was such a hard ass. He would really not let you do fucking anything. Like, he would yell at me for, like, being snarky with the girl I took to prom. He's like, you mustn't talk to women that way.
Ew.
Yeah, he was weird. He died of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Like, while he was a teacher. Yeah. Anyway.
It's probably because he was like that.
Yeah. Anyway, there was one time that same kid from all the way back from elementary school in that high school class, he was fucking around with like the seniors, and the seniors were total assholes. Like, they were assholes to everybody in that room, and they were doing like really horrible shit. And they tied this kid's backpack to the windowsill, like the curtains or whatever. And I'll finish this story quick because we're almost done here. But he tried to pick up his backpack. It was kind of sitting like, it was almost like a booby trap. Like, it was set on the thing. He picked up to get away from it. And he brought the whole fucking, like, curtain thing down with him. And I don't think
oh
I've ever heard a teacher yell so fucking loud.
But someone else had tied his backpack.
Yes, one of the seniors did that. And this he tried poor running kid. Away with it because he was kind of spastic, so he'd fucking run away. And so he was dragging this giant fucking curtain with him.
That's horrible.
Sorry. Guys, this is the bully episode. I promise.
Yeah, I feel like Andrew was like constantly in situations where other people were getting hurt or getting like picked on.
Yeah.
He's a bully.
I just found it funny. It was Schadenfreude. You know what it's like. Folks, leave an example of your favorite Schadenfreude in the comments below, and we'll see you
on the next time.